TED Audio Collective.
Ever wish you could look around the corner to make sense of today's big business and social issues and prepare for what's coming tomorrow? Dozens of podcasts promise to bring you the latest news and the latest trends. But where's the so what? Why does it matter? And what does it all mean for you? BCG's flagship podcast, The So What from BCG, features award-winning British journalist Georgie Frost, interviewing BCG's leading thinkers and doers to get you the answers you want and need. Hear the ideas that are shaping and disrupting the future. This is not your typical business strategy podcast. Listen to The So What from BCG wherever you get your podcasts.
AI is making waves in every field it touches. President Biden is now on TikTok, and the election draws closer each day. With so much going on in the world, it is hard to keep up with it all, let me tell you. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal, the co-host of Make Me Smart. It's a podcast from Marketplace. And every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I break down the latest in business and the economy with short daily episodes to make it easy for you to stay in the know. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, something a little different today. I'm excited to share that Work Life with Adam Grant, another podcast from the TED Audio Collective, is back with a new season coming out weekly. They've got tons of great conversations, including Dolly Parton, John Batiste, Alex Honnold, and many more episodes on the science of making work not suck. Here's the trailer.
Hey, it's Adam Grant. I'm here to tell you that a new season of Work Life, my podcast with TED, is out now. Let's face it, even the best workplaces have had a rough couple years.
In the old days, you would just suck it up and do it.
But Work Life has always been about how to make work not suck.
Today is officially my last day at the toxic corporate job.
There has never been a better time to rethink how we work, lead, and live.
Like, no one's even acknowledged that it's my last day. So, I'm a little confused.
Burnout, Zoom fatigue, loneliness, languishing, meh. These are all topics we've gotten a little too familiar with. They're also issues we've touched on in past seasons of Work Life. As always, our aim is to take a workplace issue you've read about or lived through and help you think about it in new and creative ways. Take, for example, the so-called Great Resignation. Apparently, everyone's quitting their jobs now, right?
Once you've made that decision to leave, there's no guidebook. And because it's secretive, there's a lot of people that you can't talk to about it.
But what if the Great Resignation is actually a huge opportunity? Call it the Great Retention.
You can spend a lot of time focused on the people who need a lot of help and are, you know, not pulling their weight. Or you can have a chat with the people who are the strong performers and understand their magic.
Also this season, we've all heard a lot recently about how important it is to have a flexible workplace. It's one thing to talk about it, but what does that actually look like in practice?
I am free to develop who I am, what I do, and how I do it.
We'll even check out what that means in the extreme. Like a company that lets anyone be CEO for a day, for better or worse.
When it came time to announce his decision, he looked me in the eyes and told me we will be ordering beanbag chairs to the lounge. And I happen to hate beanbag chairs.
And later this spring, we'll reimagine our relationship with failure so we can fight perfectionism.
We need to slow down and we need to accept that we're going to fail. And we're going to fail many, many times.
Whatever idea you're excited about, we'll explore how to pitch it to your colleagues or even your boss.
Part of the reason why pitches get passed on is that they're not workable as they're pitched. It doesn't mean that the pitch is dead or that the thing that you're trying to do is dead. It means that you probably need to do it a little bit differently.
All this and lots more in Season 5 of Work Life with Adam Grant. That's me. Out now. Find and follow us wherever you listen. We'll see you there. Actually, we won't, but maybe you'll hear us there.
To hear more, find and follow Work Life with Adam Grant wherever you're listening to this.